There has been no let-up in the sectarian violence plaguing Iraq. Yesterday, the brother of the country's Sunni Arab vice president was gunned down in his Baghdad home. Today, Iraqi police reported that 60 bodies have been discovered across the capital in the past 24 hours. In just about any neighborhood in Baghdad these days, people are on the move. The city grows increasingly divided along the Tigris River between the largely Shiite East and the mostly Sunni West. NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
Tagrid Mohammed is doing her best to make a new home for her family in two squalid rooms. The toilet's in a corner of what passes for a bedroom come living room. This is all this middle-class family can afford now. 2 weeks ago, a guard from the local Sunni mosque told all the Shiites in her neighborhood they had less than 24 hours to get out. Gathering up the bare essentials, Tagrid and her family locked the doors of their house and fled to safer ground.
This is a predominantly Shiite neighborhood, and the Mehdi army is controlling it. We know we're safe because of them.
The Mehdi army is the militia loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada Sadr. While its presence reassures Tagrid, in other areas it inspires terror. This weekend in the mixed neighborhood of Huria, Sadr militiamen forced 8 Sunni families to leave. The Shiite in-law of one of the families begged the Sadr bureau to relent. He was told it was his mistake to have married into a Sunni family. One Sunni was killed as he loaded his furniture into a van. A Sadr representative, Abu Mushtaba, was reached by phone. He had this explanation for the events.
These families have been tracked for a long time. We know that they have terrorists staying in their houses. They aren't doing anything, but they are there. We told the families, you should not have these kind of people in your house. They didn't listen.
But Abu Mushtaba said militiamen went beyond orders when they killed one of the Sunnis.
The Mehdi militiamen are not allowed to hurt the family of a terrorist. Only the terrorist is a target, not his family.
He acknowledged Sadr is unable to control all his militiamen.
This is a problem. These people are acting out of passion. We try to control them, but it's not like physics or mathematics. The militiamen see bad things happen and then do bad things themselves.
Huria has seen a constant round of tit-for-tat killings. Real estate agents there and around the city are now busy accommodating people who have to move, arranging swaps, rentals. It's a delicate business now. Agent Ahmed Mahmoud says he first needs to know if his client is Sunni or Shiite to ensure he doesn't sell him a house in the wrong neighborhood.
If I get a house for a Sunni in a certain neighborhood, the Shiite militia will come after me and the family. I am embarrassed to have to ask what sect a family is from, but I have to.
A lot of houses are on the market as Iraqis try to sell up and leave the country. Prices are down. Ahmed, a Sunni who lived in a Shiite neighborhood, sold his house for half what he might have gotten just a few months ago.
Selling it for half value is better than giving it away for nothing. Our neighbor has 4 houses. He left, and now Shiites in the area have taken over the houses for free.
8 Sunnis on his street alone were rounded up and murdered. He didn't receive a personal threat. He didn't need one to know it was time to get out. He says his Shiite neighbors, the friends he grew up with, helped him move. Sad to see him go, but powerless to protect him.
I'm not afraid of my Shiite friends or neighbors. I'm afraid of the Shiite strangers, people who come from outside the neighborhood.
Ali, a Shiite policeman, says everyone is wary of strangers now, fearing they could be terrorists, death squads, or just plain criminals.
It's now very strange for a Sunni to come to a Shiite area, and vice versa. If a Sunni comes to our neighborhood, people are very suspicious. He could well be killed.
There is no accurate count of people who are moving. The Migration Ministry says more than 250,000 Iraqis who have moved because of sectarian cleansing have applied for aid. But many more, like Tagrib Mohammed, have moved on their own. She washes dishes in a tiny room that bears no resemblance to the cozy kitchen she just left behind. She would love to join the growing numbers fleeing Iraq altogether, but that's only for the well-heeled and well-connected. Her move just across town has exhausted the family's reserves. She certainly can't afford to set up from scratch in a new country. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.